If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. That's 800-434-5019.
Accomplishing goals is hard. But when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. Babbel is designed with you in mind. From expert-created lessons to conversational video units and even live classes, you can personalize your Babbel experience to be exactly what you need to really learn a new language more easily. Go ahead, set a goal for yourself. Accomplish it with Babbel. Try Babbel for free. Go to babbel.com. That's babbel.com.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at Hims.com/joy, and from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy for your free online visit. Hims.com/joy.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
This is an Animal Radio News Update.
I'm Stacey Cohen for Animal Radio. Public restrooms in China are no longer going to be limited to just pedestrians. As part of new civility laws to keep their city streets clean, China plans to build bathrooms just for pets. According to a Chinese language news site, they were launched as a trial. The open-air pet restrooms are filled with sand. They measure about 10 square feet in size, and they're placed near parks and along sidewalks. According to a translation by the Huffington Post, about 80 public pet toilets have been installed so far, and they're looking to add about 1,000 more. Now, under this new legislation, residents who fail to pick up their pet's excrement, well, they're going to be slapped with a fine worth about $80. Surprisingly, China is not the first country to install public pet restrooms. Bogota, Colombia, in 2010, they installed round sand pits enclosed in cement so pets could do their business without the messy cleanup. So if you see a pet walking around with a long piece of toilet paper in China, they've just been to the bathroom. It seems odd that the American Veterinary Medical Association would rank California 43rd in the nation for the percentage of households that have pets. It seems like that state just loves their pets. I mean, I live in California, and everywhere you go, you can have your dog with you. Especially true in Sonoma County. Animals can chill at their own resorts, receive acupuncture for stress, shop local boutiques for clothes. They've got food accents for their abodes. You can buy organic, holistic foods. You could scrub them squeaky clean at a self-serve dog wash. After all, folks, it is California. All that may simply mean is Californians shower their pet with love and affection, because when it comes to the rate of pet ownership, the state apparently is in the doghouse. Just shy of 53% of California households had a pet. Only seven other states had lower rates of pet ownership. Vermont was tops, with 70.8% of households owning a pet. China in the news again. A family in China is turning heads with their choice of a babysitter. According to the Orange News, 13-year-old Aussie Liu is often watched after by the family's pet python. He measures 15 feet long, weighs 220 pounds. His father explains that they've had the snake ever since the little boy was born, and the two have become inseparable over the years. He says they eventually learned that the snake wouldn't harm their son, so they decided leaving them alone together. He noted that there aren't many kidnappers who would want to tangle with a giant python, and he insists the snake is very careful around him. He says she never squeezes him too hard, and adds that she's even inspired him to train as a zoologist. I'm Stacey Cohen. Get more animal breaking news at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update. Get more at animalradio.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. That's 800-434-5019.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Here's Hal and Judy.
This is cool. On the phone right now, we have Mikkel Becker. And what is really amazing about this is Dr. Marty Becker's daughter. And I was so unaware that he had children that were following in his footsteps. And we welcome her. Be gentle. This is her first time on the show here. How are you doing, Mikkel?
Thank you so much for having me.
So you're following in Dad's footsteps. Obviously, it's been good for him. So it's probably going to be good for you too, right?
Oh, absolutely. We love animals. Animals are, you know, part of our family. And it was a really different experience growing up with my father as a veterinarian. And I always had a love for animals, whether it was showing horses or taking my own dog through local obedience classes. And what a blessing to work with my dad. That is just the greatest thing, to be able to have fun. And both of us just love our work so much. It doesn't feel like a job. It just feels like fun, which is pretty neat.
You know, that's cool that you can work with your dad. I always missed out on take your kids to work with my dad because he was a gynecologist, so I could never go
there. That would be definitely different. No, it's so neat. And I have a 3-year-old daughter, so it's neat to see her love of animals starting to show already and how she is already wanting to work with them. So hopefully it will be something that just keeps on continuing down our family line.
I hope so. Judy got you on the phone today because she's concerned about me. Because I have a cat that keeps me, I have 4 cats that keep me up at
several
night.
Several that do.
And I love them. I love the fact that when they are asleep and they are quiet, they'll sleep next to you and they're warm like a warm pillow, or they'll be purring. So I really like sleeping with my animals.
Mm-hmm.
But many people like, Alan, for instance, every time I say sleeping with my animals, he just gives me this
you
look.
You like making trouble. He likes making trouble. I don't care what you do with your animals, my friend. Do whatever you want. What do I care?
Well, you know, it's not just the sleeping with the animals. It's getting up at the 2 o'clock, the 4 o'clock, the 6 o'clock feeding.
They do, and it's so true. I used to sleep with my pugs all the time, and I loved it. I finally had to quit on my end because my pug snored so loud that every night I had to have a pillow over my head, and I finally got tired of it. But it's so neat to be able to have our animals, and it's true, you know, they have so many health benefits for us. And you know, what a bonding thing to be able to, you know, be able to share everything with your pet. But we definitely don't get the amount of sleep with our pets as we do without. And one of the main reasons, as you were saying with cats, is they wake us up all the time.
Uh-huh.
And they sleep up to 22 hours a day. So that's a lot of sleeping. Whoa. But they don't have as long of a sleep-wake cycle. So what you'll see is the cat will sleep for a little bit, and then they wake up. And that really goes back to their predatory instinct to want to hunt. And so they'll sleep for a little bit, wake up, do a little bit of hunting, and then go back to sleep. And not that that's a problem, but it does become a problem when we're sleeping with them. And they wake up right at dawn. And so dusk and dawn are their busiest times. And for us, it's kind of when we're winding down or we're still sleeping, just kind of groggy when we're waking up, and that's when the cat is just bright-eyed and ready to go. So there is a difference in that, and it does make it a lot harder with getting the valued sleep that we actually need.
You know what? I thought the solution at first was when I saw my cat sleeping during the day to wake their butts up. You know, don't be sleeping. You got to sleep at night. But that doesn't work.
The easiest way to keep your cat from waking you up in like the early morning hours or during the middle of the night is to have the cat outside of the bedroom. So, and that's, you know, if you can make that leap, that's a big leap. And I understand why you wouldn't necessarily want to, because it is nice to have our cat snuggle with us.
They scratch
warm
at the door.
And
yeah,
almost like a heated water bottle that you're sleeping with. And
but they scratch and cry at the door and make
earplugs.
Noise.
Earplugs worked for me and my cats.
So, And the reason why they do that, so they do the scratching and the meowing, and so we may ignore it for a couple hours, and finally we just get so dang sick of it that we go and we open up the door. Well, what we've done is we've actually rewarded that cat for being persistent. And so what they're going to do is be more persistent in the future. And so if you're trying that tactic, it is absolutely essential to completely ignore it. And what you'll see is you'll see it get worse with what's called an extinction burst, where the meowing and the scratching and all the noises are going to get way worse before it gets better. But if you just are very consistent and everyone stays consistent within the entire family of not letting the cat in, then that's definitely the easiest strategy. But there are some other things you can actually do if you want to have your cat still sleeping with you, but to not be quite so active so early.
Well, tell us, what are those?
Okay, so the first thing you want to do is, so you were mentioning how you see your cat sleeping during the day, and those like right during the middle of the day, kind of when we're the most active, that is kind of when our cat's wanting to lounge and bask in the sun. And so what we want to do is give our cats plenty of activities throughout the day. And the great thing is there are so many activity toys for cats now. So whether it's the self-propelling toy that looks like prey that shakes, or anything, if it's one of my favorite things to do on keeping a cat busy is to hide about 10% of their meal around the house throughout the day. So you can have this in food puzzles. You can leave little bits of treats or parts of their kibble up on their normal cat perches. So that way you take your cat's normal instinct to want to hunt and find their prey.
But canned food can get a little stinky all over the house.
Yeah, have you ever heard of the kitty Kong before?
There's a Kong for cats?
There is a Kong for cats.
Wow.
It's one of my favorite things. And so what you can do is you can do the canned cat food in there, or some of the easier things is just a little bit of tuna, anything like that. And you can do it on their cat purchase so it doesn't get messy all over your house, but that keeps them busy for hours. So anything like that you can do with your cat to keep them busy during those times that they'd normally be sleeping is going to help them sleep better throughout the night.
Okay.
And the other thing that you want to do, so a lot of us, you know, we're returning home from work in the evening hours, and that's when the cat's really wanting to play. But for us, you know, we want to sit and watch TV and relax. Yeah, and so what we want to do is try and even 10 to 15 minutes of play with the cat is going to make a huge difference on helping them relax and get out that normal hunting predatory instinct, and that's going to help them settle better, be able to sleep more. So that's something that's really good to do. The more play you can do with your cat, the better, and it also is bond building, so that's another great benefit of it.
What about feeding them before they go to bed so they don't want to hunt?
Definitely. So what you want to do is you want to feed them a light snack right before bed. So that's perfect. So that way they aren't waking up. And a lot of times what they're doing is waking us up in the early morning because they're starting to get those hunger pains. And so if you can feed them a light meal right before bed, that really helps. The other thing to look at, and I do this even with my own three-year-old daughter because she was rising right at dawn as soon as the sun came up. And so even getting the blackout blinds out, you make sure that you're getting the extra sleep that you need. And also it helps trick the cat thinking it's still nighttime. So that's another thing that's really helpful. And then if it is your cat's waking you up because they're hungry, one of the other things you can do is actually have a food puzzle that's already pre-stuffed right by your bed that you can just put down, or if that's too noisy with your cat, you can have a self-programmed automatic feeder that just goes off at the normal time that your cat wakes up. The good thing with the automatic feeder is that you can set it back 15 minutes every day, so you steadily trick your cat into waking up a little bit later and a little bit later until you can have them wake up at the normal time that you actually wake up yourself.
Oh, that's a great idea. But I guess the thing that I take away from this is I need to ignore my cat. She'll come over and she'll scratch at the bureau right next to my head every morning, and I'll eventually give in. And it's just when I give in that I'm training her to keep doing this, right?
Absolutely. Or even if a lot of times what you'll see is people get mad and they kind of roll over, or they kind of, you know, kick their feet. And for the cat, that becomes this really fun game, and so all of a sudden the person's interacting with them and doesn't necessarily even have to be a good interaction for the cat. So any type of attention, the more that you can ignore them and if needed redirect them to a food puzzle or the automatic feeder, something like that, the better off you're going to be.
Okay, well, these are some great tips. I really appreciate it, Mikkel.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Give your dad a big old hug from all of us here at Animal Radio.
Born into the wrong family.
Yes, you were. Mikkel Becker on Animal Radio.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. That's 800-434-5019.
Accomplishing goals is hard, But when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. Babbel is designed with you in mind. From expert-created lessons to conversational video units and even live classes, you can personalize your Babbel experience to be exactly what you need to really learn a new language more easily. Go ahead, set a goal for yourself. Accomplish it with Babbel. Try Babbel for free. Go to babbel.com. That's babbel.com.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at Hims.com/joy. And from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy for your free online visit. Hims.com/joy.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. That's 800-434-5019.